Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Vav, and we are on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis as we get into some more details of Inyane Arla. So we just spoke about how Arla and Chawa, different than the other mitzvah Satulias Baaretz, started right away when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Again, does that have any halakha ramifications b'zman hazeh? Good question. Maybe it could be a precedent that sometimes we could find there could be chiyuven of Arla and Chala even when there are no chiyuv of Shumas and Maestra. So we had that back in Maseches Chala. That was one of the ideas that a precedent for that. But Rabbi Yishmael darshaned from the word bivo achem, different than kisavou el haaretz, so that itself showed us that, you know, different words mean different times, and as the Gemara says, lafisha shina hakasav mashma'o, since the pasuk gave a different lashon, shinu chachamim chiyuvo, so the chachamim changed their chiyuv as well in the understanding. The Torah Shebachsav is different, so the Torah Shebalpeh is different, right? And that's what the Mara Folda explained, Shebachol bios batorah ksiv kisavou, and all of the bios in the Torah that apply to other mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz. It says kisavo, and b'chala says b'vo'achem. So there's a difference. So b'vo'achem, as you come, mashma b'shas b'yasam tekef. It's mashma that, you know, as soon as you can, right away, that's when the mitzvah applies. So says the Gemara now. So Rabbi Shmuel really darshan's words that are slightly differently. But one second, Rabbi Yonah bo'i michla fashitas. Rabbi Shmuel, right, this seems to be against the following. Because Taban Omer, elsewhere we find that Rabbi Yishmael is not so medactic about different words. And even if the Torah uses different words, there's no reason to be mechalik between them. Right, the Pnei Moshe says, we don't find explicitly that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't make a chilik, but you know, like drushes that say, oh, befeirus, these two are the same, are the following ones that we're going to have. But we don't find that he's mechalik between them, if they're different words. So by implicit messaging, so we assume that they are, he's not so medactic. So what are the examples? So Taman Omer, elsewhere he says, hi havaya, hi hakama. Sometimes the lashon of havaya and hakama are used interchangeably. So what is havaya and hakama? So if you look in, let's say, the Mara Folda and Chaim Kanievsky, it's talking about hakdasha, talking about sanctification, right? It says by makdish behemah tmei. If somebody's makdish, a non-kosher animal, obviously it can't be kedushas aguf. So what do? You take that animal and you sell it and you're poda it. And the lashon there is ke'erkecha hakohen kein yihyeh. That's havaya, yihyeh. And by makdish bias, if I makdish a house, also the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have any need for my house. So what does it say? Kasha yarich oso hakohen kein yakum. So it says Kein Yihyeh and Kein Yakum. That's Havaya and Hakama, and we compare the two. We compare being Makdish a non-kosher animal and being Makdish a house. Alma, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, L'Rebbe Yishmael lo medaktik achar halashon. Rabbi Yishmael is not medaktik between words. Ella kol shehu inyan echad makshinon gzereshava ahadadi. If they're one inyan, that's good enough, and therefore Havaya and Hakama here are put together. If you look elsewhere, not everyone has this example of what Havaya and Hakama is, right? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, I think he has a different source for what the Havaya and the Hakama is, right? He says, Klomar, Kosav Echad Omer, V'yisem Li Kedoshim, right? V'yisem, V'kosav Echad Omer, Yekimcha Hashem Lo La'am Kadosh. So it's a different psukim that are darshim. But again, it's the same idea. Like he says, look at the top of the Pnei Moshe for a minute. Lo matzasi, and to make this kind of statement is pretty amazing. Lo matzasi sha'amar Rabbi Yishmael laze behedya lo b'sifra v'lo b'sifri v'lo b'mechilta. That means you've looked through all three before our computer. All medrashei halacha. There's never anywhere in the Medrash Halacha that we have Rabbi Yishmael saying there's no chilik between these two, right? It's just that you don't have him being mechalik, and that's how you could have, you know, different examples here in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Mara Folda versus the Pnei Moshe, which psukim we're even talking about. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So Tamanu Omer hi havaya hi akama. There's no difference. Hi shvira hi netitza. Right, changing the word, breaking, smashing avodah zara. Again, the different psukim. V'nitatztem es mizbechosam, right? You shall destroy the altars. V'shibartem es matzevosam. And we darshan, hi shvir hi netitza, right? There's a difference. Netitza is by a binyan, shvir is by one stone. So again, different word, but we're not machalik. Hi shvir hi netitza. Hi geula hi pedia, right? The redemption of Geula and Pidyon, right, by the Marafolda quotes, Ufade be'erkecha, ve'emlo yiga'el v'nim karma erkecha. So again, they're used interchangeably. Mashma, Pidya v'Geula achasein. Right, they're the same. Pidya and Geula mean redemption. Ve'lo shani le b'shum davar bein Geula l'Pidya. We're never machalik. We're not machalik between Geula and Pidya. And that's all in contrast to right here, what we just said. Hacha hu mishana bein lishan l'lishan. And the Gemara says, here he's machalik, right, between kisavo'u and bevo'achem. So you see, he's very medaktik in words. And because there's a slightly different word that tells us the difference between whether the mitzvah applies before the 14 years or only after the 14 years. So the Gemara leaves that as a question. Again, the Gemara says elsewhere that sometimes Gzeirah Shavuos, we do the best we can. You know, if you have the same exact word, okay, darshan the same exact word. If it's close, but, you know, we try to get it to be as close as possible. But this is Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, we get back now to the next piece of the part of the Mishnah that we discussed. So, not talarabim. So the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, not talarabim. So we're going to learn that. Translate that means, as the Marafolda said, you planted in your reshus for the tzibur. You're planning to supply fruit for the tzibur. So that's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi, the Tanakhama says chayiv. In your reshus, and therefore natatem kol eitz machal. It's included. Rabbi Yehuda says pata. Rabbi Yehuda says pata. So we're going to talk about each of the shitas. First, the Rabbanan. Tanakhama shita that if you plant it l'rabim, so then it is chayiv. You're chayiv in arlo. So says the Gemara. Not l'rabim chayiv Rabbi Yehuda poter michlofa shitas under Rabbanan. Right, the shita of the Rabbanan seems to be a contradiction. Taman over there in Meseches Nega'im, in the 12th parak of Meseches Nega'im, where it talks about which houses are subject to Tumat Sarah's Batim. Remember, Gemara Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph, may be one of three halachas that never ever happened. And it's just in the Torah for Drosh V'Kabel Schar, right? The Irani Dachas, Bayis HaMenuga, and Betzer Amorem. Maybe it never happened. And it's just there, Drosh V'Kabel Schar. And we mentioned, what does that mean? The Mefarshim explain, because the Torah is really all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah describes Chachmas Hashem. And therefore, if you're missing a part of Torah, even if it's not Lamaisa, then you're missing an understanding of Hashem. And it's part of it. It's like you're in a picture and some of it is cut off. Somebody's left out of the picture. So a part of the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is left out. That's why you have to have that, even though it was never Lamaisa, according to those deus. So by Tumas Negoim for a house, Taman Inan Amrin. So it says there, the Mishnah says there in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalid, Yerushalayim v'chutz laretz, ein metamim b'negoim. Yerushalayim v'chutz laretz cannot become Tomei Negoim. If a house gets Saras in Chutz Laretz, it's not Saras. Right? We don't treat it as Saras. It's not shown to the Kohen. Chutz Laretz. Why? Because it says, Beveis Eretz Achuz Aschem. In your land of your Nachala. Right? That's what it says. In Yudalid Lamedalid. Beveis Eretz Achuz Aschem. So therefore, Chutz Laretz is not Achuz Aschem. And also, Yerushalayim. This Tana is holding Yerushalayim Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. Discussion in the Tanam elsewhere. The Yerushalayim is not split up at the Shvatim. It's an international halachic city. And therefore, it's also not your achuza. It's not connected to your achuza. So over there, the Rabbanan say that when you have a plural word like achuzaschem, public property, like Yerushalayim, is excluded. Right? In achuzaschem, it's excluded. V'hacha, and here it says, unetatem, which is a plural word, and there, inun amrin hachin. And here they say, it is included, not to the rabbim. If you plant it for rabbim, it is included. So over there it says Yerushalayim is excluded, which is a rabbim land, and here it is included. So again, you can answer, a simple answer to the Gemara does not answer this question. It's not such a strong kasha. Because you can answer there's a difference between publicly owned versus for the public, the purpose for the public. Right over there by Negoim is talking about publicly owned. Yerushalayim is lone eschalka l'shvatim, so it's publicly owned. So maybe there we say it is not included. Here, it's planted on your reshus, and you're doing it for the rabbim. So maybe that's why it's chayef. But the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara seems to equate publicly owned and public purpose, and therefore the Gemara gives a different answer. Says the Gemara, Tamano, over there by Tsaras, even though there's a public word, Achuzaschem, Lashon Rabim, there's also a private phrase. Taman uva asher lo habayis. Lo is Lashon Yachid. So you also have a Lashon of Yachid, so prat, Yerushalayim, shilach al hashvatim. So that excludes Yerushalayim. Bramhacha, unetatem mikol makom. But here it just has the public lashon. Unetatem, just the lashon rabim, and therefore that must be mikol makom, including even nato larabim. Period. The sugya of Yerushalayim on Hashakel Shvatim we've discussed in the past, but this is discussed Tosfos and Yuma. Tosfos and Yuma, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara there says Yerushalayim on Hashakel Shvatim, and Tosfos there wonders how does that opinion understand the Gemara in Izeo Makoman in Zvachim on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara there says that the southeast side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. The Yesod, the base, went along the north and along the west, but it did not go along the east or the south because there was no Yesod there. Why? Because that was the exact border between Yehuda and Binyamin. And the Mizbeach had to be totally in Shevet Binyamin, not in Yehuda at all. So that is why you couldn't have the Yesod there. But one second. Yerushalayim lo nischak l'shvatim. What do you mean Yehuda Binyamin? It belonged to all the Shvatim. That's also this kasha. Yud Beis Tema. The Gemara there says Yerushalayim nosach l'shvatim Yuma Yud Beis Aman Aleph Tema. The Perkei Zom Makoman. In Zvachim it says Amrinan to Karen Deromis Mizrachis Lo Hayelo Yisod. The southeast of the Mizbeach did not have a base. The bottom layer of the Mizbeach Lefisha Lo Hayel Bechal Kosho Toreif, because it wasn't in the Chelak of Binyamin. V'yim came one second. Lamanda Amar Lonis Chalka. If you say Lonis Chalka l'shvatim, Maishna to Sharmakom Shalom Mizbeach Hayel Hem Yisod. Mizrachis Deromis Lo Hayel Hem Yisod. It's not, the Shvatim, you know, it's not relevant. So Yerushalayim lo nischak l'shvatim. So Tosfos asks, you know, why, how does that Gemara, how is that Gemara read by this Manta Amar? So Tosfos has to come along and say, it must have been a separate Mesorah. V'yesh lomar hachi gemiri. This is a separate Mesorah, shalo lasos yesod l'mizrachis dromis. There's a Mesorah, like the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, that Shlomo HaMelech received nevuah about every detail of the Beis HaMikdash, every detail, Hakol Bechzav, we discussed this in our Divrei Hayam Shiurim, Divrei Hayam Aleph Perak Chavches, so everything had to be planned beforehand, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech did. He was told not to put a Yesod there, not because of Yehuda and Binyamin. So everybody tells us that everybody agrees there was no Yesod there. The question is it because Yehuda ben Yamin, Nischalka l'shvatim, and if lo Nischalka l'shvatim, it must have been because of a different reason. But that, maybe there's another answer to that question. Maybe there's another answer to that question. This is what Rav Soloveitchik developed, the idea with many rayas, and that is, Yerushalayim Nischalka l'shvatim, of course it was Nischalka l'shvatim in a certain sense, because the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael was on two levels. There was what we might call a dini mamonis chiluk, a monetary chiluk, and maybe regarding monetary chiluk, Yerushalayim lo nischak l'shvatim, there could be a possibility like that. And that's why the Mishnayos describe that maybe there was no, you couldn't collect rent, and the other dini mamonis related activities, lo nischalka. But in terms of the sanctity of the Eretz Yisrael needed to be fully split up in order to give it full Kedusha, in order to imbue it with Kedusha, that Bnei Yisrael were there and they split up, and now they each are in their portion. So that, for sure, it had to be split up. And that's Yehuda and Binyamin. And we needed that, because the splitting up of Eretz Yisrael was a Dini Mamonis element and an Isser Veheter element. Right? There's two levels of the Chalukah. And one of the Rayas, again, there are many Rayas to this, one of the Rayas is the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana. The Rambam in Zechiyah Matana, let me just open it here. The Rambam in Zechiyah Matana in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Kalol Ramanas Kamar Me'achshav Dami. Right, he's talking about Tznoim. Mishpatei Tznoim, the rules and regulations of conditions. Like we know from Mishnah, it's from Maseches Kiddushin. So the Rambam says, Kalol Ramanas Kamar Me'achshav Dami, Ve'ein Sarach Lech Pola Tznai. Right, if you say Almanas, it's Kilu, you said Me'achshav, and you don't have to double the Tznai. Kachor Mixas Ge'onim, Ulazed Daiti Noteh. Meaning the rules and regulations of Mishpatei Tznoim, the Rambam says you need for all cases of conditions. V'rabosai horu. Again, the Rambam hardly ever quoted anybody by name. Once in a while, he'll quote the Rimigash, but he doesn't quote anybody by name. But sometimes he'll quote Gaonim, and sometimes he'll quote Rabosai. So Rabosai horu she'ein sorach lichpol hatnai lahaktem hein lalav ella begitiv kedushin bilvad v'ein ladaver zeraya. Says the Rambam, my Rebbeim said that maybe you don't need all the Mishpatei Atznoim, right, Tznai Kafol, and the double Tznai Lashon, and Hein Kodim Lalav, you have the positive before the negative. You only need that by Gittin and Kiddushin. You only need that by Gittin and Kiddushin. The Ein Ludavar Zeraya. And the Rambam says, I don't know what the Raya for that is. I don't understand that. The Rambam says, you always need Mishpatei Atznoim. And the Rambam says, there is a day out there that you only need it by Gittin and Kiddushin, but there's no Raya. So the Ravid, before we talk about the Rambam, the Ravid, their notes, he says, there's no Raya, but I can give a Svara. Ve'en ladavar zeh Raya, Amar Avram, Ava b'shein Raya ladavar, Zecher ladavar. V'tam gadol yesh ladavar. I could explain why Gittin and Kiddushin, they need rules and regulations, Mishpatei Atznaim, Henkod, all the rules, but Mamet is not. Said the Ravid, if somebody sells you a couch and it says, oh, I'm only selling it to you if you pay me today. If you don't pay me today, so you're going to tell me because he didn't double his Lashon, he didn't say Chodim Lalav, it's going to work anyway without it? Ve'ech yitachin, the Zemocher Karka, o no snow, va'omer, eini no snow, o mocher, ela imken yasali kach v'kach. I'm only selling it to you if you do this. Ve'notzi oso miyado, ve'lo asa bo masha hisna alav. So we're not going to let it work? He made a condition. So he didn't make all the rules and the conditions. But we assume by the imamen is that the guy is serious and he only wants it if the condition occurs. So that's why you don't need Mishpatei Atznaim there. Any condition. Aval Gittin v'Kiddushin, we assume Gittin v'Kiddushin, there's such serious actions that really a person is serious even without the condition. Om din daitahu, mikivan shenosein daito lagarish o lakadesh, eino ela kemaflik bidvarim. He's just exaggerating when he makes the condition. V'kiriv das, v'richo kadas, ein t'nai moa bol racha gilakariv. Ela imkein, and we're only going to take his t'nai seriously if he was mechazikit. Mechizko b'kfeilo, u'b'chol anyanam shen esparshu bo, ki kulam chizok ha-t'nai hein. U'bin tavin, v'nachlas me'egam, n'arubein lo haisim u'chuzet b'yad v'yisrael, v'chulu any continues. That's the Ravid. But the question that's asked on the Rambam is, what's on the Rabosa of Shola Rambam, are you telling me that maybe Mishpatei Atznaim only applies by Gittin v'Kiddushin and not by monetary law? But what's the whole source of Mishpatei Atznaim? The whole source of Mishpatei Atznaim is B'nei Gadim B'nei Reuben, Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that Dini Mamonis? So the whole source of rules and regulations of Tanai is monetary law. And you're telling me it only applies by Gittin v'Kiddushin and not monetary law? And it only applies by Yisrael v'Heter? Ah, says Rav Soloveitchik, no. Because the splitting up of Eretz Yisrael, the Nachla, is not just Dini Mamonis. It's not just Dini Mamonis. There's two layers of the splitting up. There's the monetary law, and there's the Hakdasha, and there's the sanctification. So therefore, the Rambam could quote his Rebbeim and have a possibility that it only applies. Maybe the Mishpatei Atznaim learned that from the Isser, the Heter element of the Chalukah, and not the monetary law, not the monetary level of the Chalukah. Yeah, but there's more, but that's a little bit about Yushalayim, Lonis Chalko, the Shvatim. And again, that would answer Tosas Eskasha. Right, Tosas Eskasha, Tosas had to say, oh, there must be a Mesorah. No, even the Mandamar, Lonis Chalko, the Shvatim, it was Nischalka regarding Isser V'Heter. It had to be in order to finish to be Mashlim the Hakdasha. Only monetary law, the Imamanis, maybe it wasn't Nischalka, Lishvatim. Okay, so the Gemara quoted a stira between the Rabbanan of our Mishnah and the Rabbanan of the Mishnah in Negayim, and now the Gemara is going to go into, we answered that stira, but now we're going to go into the, what about regarding Rabbi Yehuda? There's a stira regarding Rabbi Yehuda as well. Michlefa shitase de Rabbi Yehuda, so now we get into the stira of Rabbi Yehuda. We have the stira of the Rabbanan, and now we get into the stira of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, if you remember, that if somebody plants l'rabim, artei l'rabim pater, meaning the public, the Lashon rabim word, is not inclusive enough, and as we'll see, maybe elsewhere he does not say that. So Michlefa shitase de Rabbi Yehuda, tamanu amar, over there, elsewhere he says the following statement, ani lo shamati, this is the Tosefta Negayim, right? We had Negayim before the Mishnah about Yerushalayim being excluded, and in the Tosefta there he says, I didn't hear Yerushalayim is being excluded from Tzaraz Batim, ani lo shamati ala Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is excluded. That's the most intense spot, right? That's the Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash gets Tzaraz, it's not treated as Tzaraz Batim. Meaning, Yerushalayim can get is included in Tzaraz Batim. So even though Yerushalayim alone is Chalka L'Shvatim, even though it's public, it's included in the laws of Tzaraz. V'hach or merhachin, and here he says Pater. And here he says, by Arlo Unetatem, public, Nuteel Rabim, is excluded. So again, the flip sheet, the flip stira. So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, Taman hu amar, ani lo shamati ala Beis HaMikdash, Shmua amra. It's unusual, but may the Gemara suggest, well, maybe in the Tosefta, when Rebbe Yehuda says, you know what I heard? It means what he heard. it doesn't mean that he holds of that shita. It just means, this is what I heard. I heard this shita out there, but he himself doesn't say that. He would say Yerushalayim is also excluded. But he heard that the Beis HaMikdash is excluded. He heard that shita, that Yerushalayim would be included. So maybe over there, the Tzefta Negoim is not reflecting his own shita. But in our Mishnah, Bram Hacha B'Shem Garmi Amra, in our Mishnah, it's his own. It's his own, and therefore it's different. So maybe that's the difference between, you know, his own shita or a different shita. Before we just turn, the fact that Beis HaMikdash would be different, so we know that's a Rambam that we oft quote. Sometimes we mention that Eretz Yisrael in general is an expanded Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is an extended Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's true in a certain sense. In a certain sense, the whole thing is expanded. But we for sure recognize that Beis HaMikdash has a more intense Kedusha than outside. Even if you want to say like the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis of Maaser Sheni that says Yerushalayim could be called Mikdash, and in a certain sense Yerushalayim has an expanded, diluted Kedushas Mikdash, and that's how you could eat Maaser Sheni and Katshe Kalim there. That's true. But still, Beis HaMikdash is more intense. There's a different Kedusha for Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. That according to Yehuda, the Shita that he heard, Ani Lo Shamati, he heard Beis HaMikdash, he heard Beis HaMikdash differently. And that, of course, is the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Vav Tezayin, Vav Tezvav and Vav Tezayin, where the Rambam talks about the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash being everlasting. Even though the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not everlasting, Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam there is Machalik. The Rambam says, Lefichach makrivin ha-karbanos kulan avabi she'in sham bayis banai. Theoretically, you can bring, if you get out of all the other technical problems, you can bring karbanos, even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. V'yochlin kadshei kadshim b'chol ha'azara avabi she'i chareva. And if we knew exactly where the azara was, we could eat kadshei kadshim there after bringing them on the Mizbeach, even though it's desolate. V'einu mukefes b'mechitza, and there are no walls. V'yochlin kadshim kal b'maiser she'ni b'chol Yerushalayim avabi she'in sham chomos. Because the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, also he expands like certain parts of Yerushalayim for the Rambam. He has that expanded, but the root is the Mikdash. And he talks about, because the Kedusha Mikdash is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the Kedusha Mikdash of Yerushalayim. He adds Yerushalayim. Might not mean for all sense of purposes, but he said, Mabdei HaShchina, V'Shchina and Betela. So again, we know Beis HaMikdash might be different. Okay, but either way, answer number one of the Gemara, how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim is included in Tumas Tzaras of Abayis and excluded, Tzorech Rabim is excluded here by Arla? Depends, it's what he heard or his own Shita, or a different, or maybe similar idea, Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, maybe it's two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. Not Rabbi Yehuda and what Rabbi Yehuda said from someone else, but it's two Masoras of Rabbi Yehuda. We have the Masora of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which says Rabim is going to be excluded. Rabim is Pater, and that Shita would say Yerushalayim is excluded. Yerushalayim would be excluded. They both would be parallel and consistent. But there's another version of Rabbi Yehuda out there. The version of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tani, right, the following. So it's more meaningful to add in the first, we're about to quote the line from the Tosefta here in Arla, but first read the first line of the Tosefta. Makes it more impactful. Right, the first line of the Tosefta says, like our Mishnah, Hanotea l'rabim chayiv Rabbi Yehuda poter. That's in our Mishnah. And then, now we get to what's quoted in our Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, he flips it. Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Hanotea l'rabim chayiv ba'arla. Right, Noteya Barabim is Chayev in Arla, meaning not like the first version, not like our Mishnah, not like the first Deya there, and that's like the Brisa, that's like the steer that we said, Yerushalayim is included, so that's like the Shita, this version of Rabbi Yehuda. And then, so that already answers the steer. That answers the steer of Rabbi Yehuda. It's either two versions of Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda or Shimon Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. But once we're here, the Gemara continues quoting the Tosefta. Ha'ol ala me'elav. If something sprouted by itself, pater min ha'arla. Pater from Arla. Wow. So is that against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says it doesn't have to be planted, right? It just grew by itself. So you might say, some achronim suggest that, no, maybe the difference is the Rambam also mentions this, Rishas HaRabim, Rishas HaYachid. Right? Maybe if you planted it in Rishas HaRabim, so that's where Olam E'elav, is Pata Mina Arla. Or you might answer, have another answer, like we said in the last year, that maybe if it grew by itself in a forest, maybe that's where Pata Mina Arla. Okay, but we continue. Hanotea L'Rabim. So now the Gemara ends off by quoting Reb Shimon ben Elazar, quoting the more shittas of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Says the this is not in the Tosefta. Our Tosefta ends. So maybe this is a different version of the Tosefta, or a Brisa that's parallel to the Tosefta. But the Brisa adds, after quoting that Notel Rabim Chayiv, so the Gemara contrasts Notel Rabim Chayiv, Birishus Rabim Pater. In Rishus Rabim, though, Pater. So what's the difference? So Notel Rabim Chayiv, Benotel Patoch Shalom. If you planted within your own Rishus and you have in mind to give fruit to the public, okay, so fine, that's still Chayiv in Arla. You planted it in your own Rishus. L'Rishus Rabim Pater, what's the case of Rishus Rabim that you're going to be Pater if you plant there? If you had no right to plant there. Bishagaz Karka. You basically stole land of public property. You put a tree down. Nobody's interested in having that tree. You didn't ask permission. So that's where it's basically, that's not yours. That's not yours. That's unetatem. No. And therefore, there's no arla. Says the Gemara, one second. The fact that you're putter means that, meaning what you did accomplish something, that it like you stole it. And therefore, you know, the rabim, it should be the rabim's, but you stole it, and that's why there's not going to be arla. But you can't steal karka. The yesh karka nigzal, or as the Bavli says, karka ain't an exelis. Right? Gemara in Sukkah. You can't steal karkas. What does this mean? Basically, what this should mean is that you planted a tree, and it's like ala me'elav. It's no worse than ala me'elav, and it's in the public property, and it still belongs to the public. Right? It still belongs to the rabim. It should be chayiv in arla. Right, what's the question here? Right, you can't steal karka. Right, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky bitmiya for karka ain't an exelis. Vechidami gazlin shenata. How do you have a case of a gazlin shenata? Right, what's the case of a gazlin? You can't be a gazlin. You can't be a gazlin by stealing land. There's no such thing. Says the Gemara, and this is a huge line of the Yerushalmi. This line is quoted by Rishonim Amar Rebbe Hila. Afal pishen karka nigzal. Yesh yeyosh lekarka. Even though karka ain't an exeles, there could be yeyosh. Yeyosh, giving up hope has an effect. Even though it can't be stolen, but if the owner gives up, so then it could transfer. So here, it's talking about the rabim, they saw the tree, you're a big guy, they don't expect to get this area back, so they yeyosh. Clearly in the Yerushalmi, we had this earlier also, in a different mesechta, yeyosh can work by karka. Pashup shot of Bavli, Sukkah Daflamid, there's no Yeush by Karka. There's no Yeush by Karka. Pashas Machlokas, Bavli Rishalmi. There is a Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Mem Dalet. Tosfos tried to make Shalom between the Bavli and Rishalmi. Maybe it just means that usually people don't have Yeush by Karka because it doesn't move. And it's sitting here and I'm planning to get it back. So Elamilsa the Shchicha Naka to Bekarka Ein Regilin Lehis Yaesh Kishi Yisrael Gazla. That's the Tosfos. But the Pashup Shad is that there's no Yeish by Karka because of Karka Ein Exelus. This is a big discussion. If you look in the Nesivus, Reish, Shin Sama Gimel. Shin Sama Gimel Aleph, the Nesivut discusses. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Avadim v'hiskinu. Says the Nesivus, De'ein Yeish la'eved kamo she'ein Yeish la'karka. Lofi ani yazdaiti. Ikaratam b'had de'ein Yeish mo b'karka. Why does Yeish not work by Karka? He says it's based on the Ramban. The Ramban in the Machamas in the second parak of Bamitzia, where the Ramban says Yesh does not work on a Dover Shibur Shuscha. Doesn't work. In a Mol Yesh Rak, Dover Shibur Shuscha, only if you lost something. If I lost something and it's really under my bed, Yesh is not going to work on that, even though I don't know where it is. Says the Ramban, Yesh can't work on a Dover Shibur Shuscha. So says the Nesivis, that's the basis for Ein Yesh Bakarka. Right? Avo Dover Shibur Shuscha, Lo Mol Yesh. Umi Shemhachi, Bimitaltel in the Take of Vashaz Gzela. Yotzemir Shusha Nigzal. Teshuv Chashuvin Eino Birshusa Lagabi Nigzal. Right, says not Birshus. Gazalonus Yashua Bailim. They can't be Makdashit. It says Baba Kama Zilfishin and Shalva Zilfishin and Birshuso. Baba Kama Samachtes. Mishamhachi Mol Yesh. The Bedover Shaina Birshusa Mol Yesh. Umishamhachi Bakarka. The Yachol Lahakdisho. Karka Aiden Exelis. The Chashu Birshuso. Yesh should never work. Yesh should never work. That's why Yesh should not work. But then he says, and what if you have a piece of Karka that you can't be Motzi Bedin? Right, beginning about Metzia, Dav Zayin, so maybe Yesh should work there on that karka. If it's Einu Yachal Hosi B'dayanim, so again, maybe it would. And then he gets into whether Yesh should be Moa by karka, by Eved, maybe by karka can never be out of Yerushus. And if the reason that it was Moa by karka is because it's never out of Yerushus, so maybe Eved should be different, even though Eved Hukish Lakarkos, This is a huge topic. The Shach also discusses this in the beginning of Shin Ayin Aleph. Here, just turn to Shin Ayin Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Karka einen exelus la'olam, ela bershus ba'aleha omedes. Karka is always bershus ba'alem. Afilu nimkara la'elef, zeh achar zeh, even if it's sold to 1,000 people, v'nis ya'ashu ha'baylim, harizulu chozeres la'nigzal balodamim. Goes back to the nigzal, because it can't be stolen. And the Shulchan Aruch is beferish, even if there was Yeish, because Yeish doesn't work by Karka. And Pasha Pshat is a machlokas by the Yerushalmi, and that is this line here. But again, our Yerushalmi seem to say, even though there's no Karka, not Nigzal, but there's Yeish, and that's how there could be a difference and an afkamina for halachas of Arla. Okay, we'll have to stop here right before Rabbi Yoshi, a little story, and we will pick up with this next time.